It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I just hope you're great. It is Thursday. Yeah, I'm here for one more hour. It sucks. Every time I sit down, time flies. It means I'm having a good time. Hopefully you are too. But it means that there's football on. Right now, in Santa Clara, California, home of the San Francisco 49ers representing for the Bay Area. The 49ers lead the Rams. This is real exciting. 3-0. They just got underway in the second quarter, and it's still early. Let's see where the offense comes. Two teams jockeying for playoff position. We'll give you an update as the show continues on. We've obviously had a huge day. Bill Belichick introduced at North Carolina. New head coach Juan Soto introduced in Queens, New York, leaving the Bronx, leaving the New York Yankees. Juan Soto was just like, I think the Mets are going to win. I like it. He said nothing about the money. He didn't say I left because of the money. He just he said family, too. Okay. Got some other coaches that moved around. Bill Belichick is getting all the attention. Rich Rodriguez is back at West Virginia. Dan Mullen is leaving ESPN to take over for Odom at UNLV. Odom is like, I'm going to Purdue. Y'all figure it out. And like Dan Mullen, leave TV and come coach at UNLV. So much to do, so much to talk about, so much that we've already talked about. And thank you as well. Lee Pace joining us from North Carolina, UNC sideline reporter. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can start from the beginning. You can listen whenever you want. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you're on SiriusXM, you got SiriusXM at channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you can ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. We talked about the NBA. Hickey, is it the Cup? NBA Cup? Emirates Cup? Is that what it is?
I was going to say the NBA Cup sponsored by Emirates. I think it's the Emirates NBA Cup.
I don't know.
One of the two. NBA Cup. That's all you need to know.
They ain't giving us no money. What does it matter, right?
That's true. Screw them. It's the NBA Cup. Period.
With Emirates. I like Emirates.
Okay, so we'll mess
beautiful, it. Beautiful airline. Oh, my God. Hickey, a flight on Emirates. I told you, let me not say that. I was like, I'd have to rob a bank. These things are not good. Hickey, a one-way flight. Nah, two-way, was it $8,000, I think?
What?
Yeah, to India. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 13 hours one way, 16 hours, and another 3 hours. Might as well fly in luxury, right? No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't pay for it, but I knew how much it cost.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of money.
It's a lot. You know what? Say no more. Maybe Emirates next time will sponsor this for you to go.
Bruh. Let's go. You want to go? We go anywhere. Listen, Hickey, I'll get on a plane for 28 hours if I'm going to be on an Emirates flight. Let me put it that way. They got showers on the plane, bro.
Is that one where you basically almost have like your own like apartment, it looks like?
Yes. Yeah.
That's $8,000.
No, that's first class. I flew business. My place turned into a bed.
Huh.
I had my own place, but it turned into a bed, and there was a bar in the back. I met a guy, Hickey, on a plane to India.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was just walking down the aisle. He had a Boston Celtics ring. And I'm like, okay. Me and him are chatting it up at the bar on the plane because who goes on a bar on the plane, right? And he ended up telling me something. Yeah, I did this with the Celtics. He wasn't a player. He's like, hey, I did this and this, and I got a Celtics ring. I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, me and him are talking, and then the flight attendants or whatever you call them now, they're speaking at the bar, and they're speaking like 8 different languages at each other. And I'm standing here. I'm going, why the hell am I here? Like, what type of world is this? Why am I here? I don't speak nothing but sarcasm in English. Like, I'm not paying for none of this stuff up here. Why the hell am I here? But I'll do it again. So I just might have to, I'll rob a bank. Not a residence, Icky. But I'll rob a bank.
That's right. The residences need the money. Banks don't. That's fair.
Yeah. Banks don't need money. The banks are stealing from everybody in the first place.
Steal it back, Robin Hood.
Yeah, ridiculous interest rate. Hickey, let's start a bank. The sports bank. Let's do it.
I like it. Okay, now we're talking.
Do we have to create a coin, or do we want to do this with American currency?
You know, let's create a coin.
Oh, no.
What's the worst that happens, right?
What do you want to call the coin sports coin? I'm sure some numbskull has already taken
coin.
That.
Just like JR Sport Brief said, a JR Sport Brief, sport coin.
Sport coin. Now, you know that probably exists somewhere, right? Sport coin. Some genius, some crypto genius thought about that about 20 years ago, and they're now in prison probably. Right? Isn't that how that goes?
For fraudulently, like, manipulating the market?
Yeah, here we go. Sport coin. Sport coin price chart and crypto market cap. Do I even want to look at this? Or what do I? I don't know. What am I doing? Let me get out of this.
Well, just think, if you get in trouble, you can maybe see Hawk Tua and share a jail cell with her.
You think Hawk Tua girl is going to prison?
Well, she's been investigated, apparently, from what I read recently.
You can't send her to prison. You got to send... You think she knows how to do any of this stuff? The people who did it, you got to send them to prison. If they're wrong. If they're wrong. Not trying to put nobody in prison.
Right, of course.
You know, this is... Well, never mind. Anyway, hey, it's Thursday night football. the score is San Francisco 3. The Rams have 0. They're currently playing in the rain because it is winter. It is the Bay Area. And so there you have it. You have two teams that are trying to get into the postseason. You think about the NFC West. Seahawks currently have the pole position right now. They have a record of 8-5. The Rams are 7-6. They just went over the 500 mark this past Sunday when they beat the Bills. And San Francisco's just injured all over the place. Unfortunately, the lead injury is Christian McCaffrey. They have a record of 6-7. You got Deebo Samuel complaining about not getting the ball, and that's why he's not getting yards. As a matter of fact, Deebo Samuel, over the last four games, only has 97 yards. That's combined rushing, which they don't do as much. He says that teams have figured that out. And also receiving, Deebo Samuelson. Deebo Samuel is not getting the ball. Even as of right now, tonight, two receptions and 10 yards on three targets. So I guess that's you can consider that progress. Kyle Shanahan talked about Deebo wanting the ball some more. Listen to Coach Kyle.
Deebo and I talk every day, so, I mean, I understand Deebo saying that. Deebo wants to help us out, and the only way he helps us out is getting the ball more, and we'd like to get it to him more, and we'll continue to work at that.
Yeah, let's see what he does. With Deebo Samuel, it takes one play. He just has to break free on one play, and boom, there's 80 yards. So let's see if they do it tonight. I think he still has that big spurt in him for tonight. I am going with the Rams, though. Hickey is going with the Niners at home. And I think this will be a field goal game. I think we already see it's a close one. I didn't expect 3-0. I also didn't think it was going to rain. But dare I say again, this is the Bay Area, and it is winter. Kyle Shanahan is not the most important coach who spoke or will be speaking. The most important coach who spoke today, his name is Bill Belichick. He was introduced to the wonderful people of Chapel Hill. Bill Belichick, the new head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Bill Belichick, he explained why he showed up, and he basically said, "This is something that I always wanted to do.
I've always wanted to coach in football, coaching college football, and it just never really worked out. I had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay, but this is really kind of a dream come true. I grew up in college football with my dad. I was a coach of Navy for 50 years, so as a kid, all I knew was college football. And so it's great to come back home to Carolina.
Hickey, did he say home? He said home?
Home.
Wow. I like how everybody, when it's time to go to a particular place that they have a loose affiliation to, it becomes home.
I was here for 6 months. I'm back home, baby. Back like I never left. Yeah, my Carolina roots run strong.
Yeah, it's home. Like, what? A home, really? Like, stop it, man. Come on. It's not his home. It's just where he's going to collect a check. It's where his dad coached. But it's not Bill Belichick's. Not his home. Stop it. This is the part that I love. They asked Bill Belichick, "Hey, Bill, you going to be sticking around here?" He reportedly has a deal. 3 years, $30 million. Other reports say that it's 50 years, you know, 50, well, 5 years, 50 mil, 10 million per. But the first three are guaranteed, which means the last two don't mean squat unless they extend or renegotiate. Bill Belichick was asked by, it sounds like a young reporter, are you going to stay here? Are you going to use us and then leave? Listen to Bill Belichick's response.
Bill, what do you say to people that fear that if you do succeed here, that you might leave for the NFL again in a year or two?
Yeah, I didn't come here to leave.
Yeah, that's the Bill Belichick I know. That's who I know. This is short, it's sweet, to the point, no fluff, no nonsense, no hugs. Hickey, he's going to be better than Jim Boeheim was with the student media, right? Because Jim Boeheim was just out here chopping these young people down. He had to apologize for how nasty he was.
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. I think, no, he definitely will. Because he's not, like, mean-spirited per se. He just doesn't want to give any information out or has no time for the media overall. I don't, yeah, no. Jim Boeheim went low. Went low on purpose. Yeah, I don't think he'll be like that.
A nasty old man. What is he doing now? Just being a nasty old man at home?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Poor wife.
Yeah, my coffee is too cold. Make another pot. Just
dumps it all down the drain. Do it again.
Oh, no, he's not Harrison Butker now. Okay, let's not mix up the two.
Well,
but I don't know. It's rough going, man. It's tough. You know, there are a lot of people who think that Bill Belichick is going to do great. How about this? Mike Tomlin, it's nice to hear from somebody not named Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show. Mike Tomlin spoke to Pat McAfee. Mike Tomlin said, oh, Belichick, North Carolina is going to be awesome.
I think it is awesome. I had a couple of sons that played college football. I would have sent my boys down there to play for them in a hurry. You know they're going to be instructed. You know that their football intellect is going to be developed, the skills relative to the positions that they play. Man, I think he's going to be great for that place and great for college football.
I agree. And speaking of people who would be great, Hickey, if Mike Tomlin ever went to college, he'd be great, too. I think you get a lot of people signing up to play for Mike Tomlin. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. His motivational tactics, I think, would fit perfectly with college kids. I mean, it still works now. What, how many? Yeah. Almost 20 years later with the same team? It would absolutely work with college kids.
I believe. Because he has a fatherly type vibe to him as a coach. Like you feel like, I don't want to disappoint Mike. Like, Mike stuck his neck. And you hear this from the players and guys who've been under Tomlin. Like, I don't want to disappoint him. I can always talk to him. And I saw a clip. Did you see the clip from a few days ago? I forgot. I think it was Broderick Jones was saying something, walking to the locker room, and Mike Tomlin said, man, shut your ass up and get inside. It's just like, it just sounds like anybody else's dad. He would do great in college. That's if the Steelers ever let him go. They'll never fire that man. I know, to the chagrin of many Steeler fans, but Mike Tomlin is not going anywhere. And he's not the only one. I mean, come on. Last week when the rumors first came out, Nick Saban was on Pat McAfee because Pat McAfee just talks to everybody because he used to kick a ball. But he said, Nick Saban, it's like Belichick, of course he'd be great in college. Forget the fact that he's my friend.
First of all, you know, Bill's an outstanding coach. He's very well organized. He's a good teacher. I think he relates well with the players. So I think he would do a great job in college. The only thing that would be different is recruiting. But as you say, relationship building is not as important. Not that Bill wouldn't be good at that. Is not as important now that you pay players. I think it becomes a little bit more about, you know, the money and the deal that you make with them. So it is a little bit more like pro football. So, and I think Bill knows how to manage that and would do a good job. So it doesn't surprise me when you have a coach of his caliber, quality, consistency and success for a lot of years that it wouldn't be somebody that people would consider.
Come on. I mean, he might be right. He probably is. I agree with him. But are we going to trust Nick Saban? Talking about his friend Bill Belichick. Nick Saban, he needs to just kiss the behind of Belichick. He owes him forever. He does. Let me remind you. Let me refresh your brain, your memory. Nick Saban is the one who basically sent Mac Jones up to New England. Like, Mac Jones went up to the New England Patriots at the suggestion of Nick Saban because Belichick and Saban are buddies. If I'm Bill Belichick, I mean, if I had a decent quarterback, if you sent me somebody worth a damn and not named Mac Jones, then maybe I still have a job. Maybe I'd still be coaching the New England Patriots. Nick Saban, or excuse me, Mac Jones is pretty much the death knell of his tenure. So I got this guy, Mac Jones, and I got to get whatever's left of Cam Newton, and now I got nothing, and now they want to get me the hell out of here, and now I got to make all these other stupid decisions. Thank you, Nick Saban. Nick Saban owes Bill Belichick. Come on. Nick Saban better be saying nice things forever. Let's put it that way. Nick Saban, he better stick to the niceties, okay? As simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You heard the positive things about Bill Belichick. These guys, they don't owe Bill Belichick nothing. Belichick might be thankful to them. I'm going to tell you who they are on the other side of the break. And speaking of thankful, once again, you know, we mentioned Joe Burrow earlier on in the show. Burglary at his house. He's thankful that he's fine. And then Tua Tagovailoa, he had a warning for anybody who wants to dare do anything near his house. You better watch out for Tua. Tua's out to get you. Okay. Well, you may not want to get Tua. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. We'll talk about a few of what I just, not a few. We'll talk about everything I just said.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Los Angeles Rams and the 49ers are having a barn burner right now in Santa Clara. Not really. It is raining. Sean McVay looks like he needs a hat, an umbrella, something. But San Francisco leads 3-0. It's less than 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 3-0. Hickey, is Sean McVay supposed to be some type of tough guy? Why don't he just put a hat on? He's trying to prove to everybody he can stand outside in the rain and be wet. Is he here for the...
I was going to say a rain jacket. Forget a hat.
Yeah, why? What is he doing?
Sweatshirt.
He has a sweatshirt on?
That's it. No rain jacket.
Oh, my God.
No hat like you're like...
That is the most uncomfortable thing. He is standing outside in a driving rainstorm. In a hoodie, a sweatshirt. That's basic. He might as well be outside wearing a mop. Like that's
heavy too.
Yeah, that thing is the worst. And it's wet. It's heavy. It sticks to your skin. You try to take it off. It's like removing a mop just so he could be a tough guy. I tell you one thing. Whatever he puts in his hair is good because his hair hasn't moved.
You're right. That is some intent. Maybe that's why he doesn't wear a hat.
Oh, you know what? Good point. Has he ever worn a beanie or anything like in Green Bay or something? I don't know. Has he ever?
I don't remember, honestly. I don't think so.
Here we go. Sean McVay hat. We're about to find out how much this guy cares about his hair. Let's see. I've seen him in a hat before. Come on.
You have? I can't remember.
I have to, right? No.
Even in like Chili Lambo or Chicago, I can't ever see him on the sidelines wearing a hat.
I searched Sean McVay hat. And so far, not one image has come up. It's like hat. What is that? Like Sean McVay hat don't go together. Let's
like
see.
Dr. Seuss hat. What is that?
Sean McVay Green Bay. Let's see. Come on. There's no photos of him in Green Bay. He's never. He's only coached there in the spring. Like, what are we doing? Nah, Hickey. There's no photos of him wearing. Is Sean McVay wearing a hat? That's what I should do, right? Sean McVay wearing. A hat. This guy's serious about his hair. No.
I mean, it looks like he puts a lot of time into gelling his hair, so why mess it up?
There is not one photo of this man wearing a hat. None. Wow. He's serious, even in the rain. All right, whatever. The more you learn, I paid attention. Now I'm like, this guy is soaking wet, and he's like, why? No jacket, no hat, no nothing. Anyway. We'll keep you up to date on this boring-ass Thursday night football game as things continue on. Unfortunately, we're only going to be here for another give or take a half hour, but we'll keep you up to date. And speaking of up to date, this sucks. It really does. And we've referenced it lightly earlier in the show or throughout the show here or there. We all learned earlier this week that Joe Burrow, his house was burglarized. He's a quiet dude, unless he's on, caught on a hot mic telling everybody he bought a Batmobile, reminding everybody how wealthy he is. I think that Batmobile costs $3 million, but what's $3 million when you're making $55 million? And you're a public figure, and everyone knows where you live, and you're famous. And so as he was playing the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, Texas, his home was being robbed. Apparently, and I don't know the relationship, I will assume the girlfriend, 911 call said that she lived there. Well, she said she lived there. The mom said she lived there. She went to the house and it was robbed. We heard the 911 call. We had the video footage of like a helicopter or a drone over Joe Burrow's house. And so today, Joe Burrow sat with the media, and before they could ask him anything about football, Joe Burrow had his own statement that he wanted to make, and he didn't want to say anything further. Listen to this.
So obviously, everybody has heard what has happened. I feel like my privacy has been violated in more ways than one, and way more is already out there than I would want out there and that I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that. You know, we live a public life, and you know, one of my least favorite parts of that is the lack of privacy. And that has been difficult for me to deal with my entire career. Still learning, but I understand it's the life that we choose. Doesn't make it any easier to deal with.
Yeah, it sucks. Instead of focusing in on the Tennessee Titans, which the Cincinnati Bengals, they should wax them. They should improve their record to 6-8. They should. I mean, if you can't beat Will Levis, then you shouldn't be in the playoffs. But there's an interesting dichotomy to being a professional athlete, being a public figure. Like, you do want to balance your privacy, but then also understanding that what you do, And showcasing your talent, you're making all of this money. You have the house. You have the mansion. You have all of these things because there are millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people who are watching you, who know who you are. There's the value. You're getting paid because people watch and they could put advertising against it. And so if you don't want to live in that house and you don't want this and you don't want that, don't be a football player. Don't be a basketball player. Don't be a celebrity. Don't be a singer. Don't want to be an entertainer. Everybody, quote unquote, wants to be famous, but people don't want to deal with the fame. Like, for every good thing, there's a bad thing. It's balance. It's life. Now, to what degree does Joe Burrow allocate out of his $55, $50 million a year to security? I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to go up. It's sad. It really is. Like, there's a give and a take. You know, Joe Burrow said he feels violated in many ways, as he should. He was. He had strangers up in his house stealing his things. We don't know what they stole, but they took some things. I'm sure they left with something. This man's partner ended up at the house after the fact, apparently. That sounds just disastrous. The 911 records publicly played and aired on the local news, the drone over his home. There is no such thing in the world that we live in. There's no such thing as privacy. It's out the window. Now, you can keep as much as you want private, but in the world we live in now, access to data and information, everything is out there. Have some of the biggest athletes. Damn it, I hope tonight in this rainstorm, and everybody got the memos. The memos were sent months ago. Like, Patrick Mahomes, home robbed. And Travis Kelce, home robbed. Like, be careful. Take it easy. And someone who is not playing any of these games is a guy whose career, we didn't even know if he'd still have one. It's Tua Tagovailoa. Tua revealed that his car was broken into. And since then, Tua is not playing no games. Listen to Tua.
I have personal security just because my house had gotten broken into, not necessarily my house, but one of my cars. And so it's a little too close for my comfort with my family being in the house. So we got personal security to take care of all of that when we're on the road. We got someone with my wife, got, you know, someone also at the house, surveying the house. So just to let that be known, they are armed. So I hope if you decide to go to my house, you think twice.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, did he not say too much, though? Do you want to address it? Do you want to say anything? Do you just want to say, hey, I'm taking measures like I think all my fellow athletes are. Did he not say too much? I get it. He was saying it in seriousness, also in jest. He was telling people, hey, you pull up to my house, you're getting shot. Is that still not too much? I think the best thing to say is almost nothing.
I'm kind of torn, to be honest. I don't mind kind of firing out a warning shot of just like, look, I'm not messing around here. You want to come over here, you're probably not going to like the outcome. To maybe think, I mean, this is an organized crime, you know, unit, ring, whatever you want to call it. Now, they seem nonviolent, so maybe that they'll cross Tua's name off the list.
okay.
Because I don't think they want to, you know, again, mess around with someone who's got guns firing their way. But I think it's smart. If I was in Tua's spot, I'd do the same thing. Bodyguard, armed. We're not messing around here. Give them the big guns. Someone's to come close. Let them know.
I agree. Listen, I don't take any way anybody want to protect their home. Go for it. I am all for it. I don't know if I want to tell everybody exactly what I'm doing. If I'm Tua Tagovailoa, like to bring a little bit of levity to the situation, we've read and heard that this is it's like a crime. Like this is organized crime. Hickey, there's a guy in some basement somewhere. Looking at a million monitors. He's stroking a cat like it's Inspector Gadget. Big dude with a pinky ring. And he's watching to his interview and he's going, oh, really? You think you can't be touched? You think you're untouchable because of your armed security and your dogs? He's like, I got more weapons than Fort Knox. And Tua's telling me don't rob him. Okay, Tua. We'll see. Now, maybe that's not necessarily the case. What? What would happen? What?
You're coming after them? You're saying let's see how armed they are?
No, damn. I'm just saying I don't know if I want to put a challenge out there. Let's put it this way. If Tua, not that I'm wishing this on nobody, but if Tua got in any scenario or situation, would you say you'd be surprised? Even after what he just said, that's my point. And so is Tua never going to drive a car? Is he always going to have a driver? Is everybody in his like this? Okay. Okay, Tua, we're not going to get you. We're going to get your gardener's house. Okay. And take your gardener's shame. I don't know.
Jeez. I put it on the poor gardener now. He's just working hard. Guys, just, you know, trying to keep Tua's yard looking nice and manicured.
Right, right. Especially down in Miami. I'm sure Tua has a beautiful yard. Better than, I don't know. Who plays up in Green Bay? I'm pretty sure their yard is ugly.
Damn. Jordan Love, you think Jordan Love's got a bad yard with dead grass?
Yeah, pretty sure he don't got no grass covered in snow. He just got shrubs. I'm sure Tua has, he has cacti in the front and palm trees and security hedges. Yeah, he got privacy hedges. Come on now. Privacy hedge in Green Bay, just snow. Mounds and mounds of snow. Nobody getting robbed in Green Bay because nobody wants to go outside. Let's put it that way. I'm wishing everybody nothing but the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Peter Schwartz for the update. We're still sitting here at halftime, Thursday night football. 49ers and the Rams, 49ers and the Rams are tied at 3-3. It's been raining. What do you expect? Hickey, at least it stopped raining so Sean McVay can go switch out his shirt.
I hope so. I just actually saw some people tweeting about it. Like, imagine he doesn't, just comes out in this soaking wet sweatshirt. Football guy move. I would kind of agree. That'd be a tough guy move right there.
Oh, boy. The fact that he's out in the rain, like, it's not a damn thing. That is now not going unnoticed on the internet like most things.
Everything, as you know, JR, gets noticed. Everything.
Is he the number one topic, trending topic right now?
I mean, yeah. Well, what else are you talking about? You're not talking about this game. And they keep showing McVay every 2 seconds. So when you wear a gray sweatshirt and no hat, and you can see just how soaking wet you are, with the hair still for the most part intact,
yeah,
that's more fun to talk about than, again, anything from this game so far.
Yeah, it's a boring-ass game. Well, it looks like the rain has stopped or has let up a little bit. So hopefully we get a little bit more action here in the second half. Nothing wrong with a defensive battle in the rain, little throwback football, but let's get some offense. We need a healthy balance. I'm not here for the 40 to 50, 44, 40 scores every week, but damn it, can we see something? 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Richard is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Richard, what up?
My brother from another mother. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm listening to your show, man, and I'm loving all the topics.
Well, thank you. What's up?
And I was just telling your producer that, number one, especially in Georgia now, that, you know, everybody has the right to bear arms, so it behooves the people try to even break into people's houses. Now, I remember when I was living in Texas, especially when I went to college in Houston, you can have everybody that driving a truck that will show you that they got a rifle and a 12-gauge in their truck, and they'll advertise it.
Yeah. We certainly know here in Georgia, here in Atlanta, you can walk around with your weapons clear as day. You don't see it a lot, especially specifically in the city, but you do know that people are carrying. But I think it's different when you're a professional athlete. And everybody knows your schedule. They know when you're playing. They know when the family is there. They know when your friends are there. How are you going to protect your house? And let's be real. Let's get down to brass tacks. Not every athlete is gonna take heed. You know, and it, you don't have to be an athlete. You know, and I'm not to say that. You know, how many people leave their car doors open, and then are shocked when somebody drives off with their stuff? I mean, it's just...
And most of them even leave it running.
Or leave... How many signs do you see? I park my car all the time, and it's sign. Hey, don't leave valuables in your car. A matter of fact, don't leave valuables in plain sight in your car.
Don't leave the keys in your car running.
Yeah, we see that where people steal cars like that here in Atlanta a lot. Nah, but you know what they say about common sense? It's not all that common. And so I don't know if I'm making, you know, 20 or 10 or 30 or 40 or $50 million a year. I would think you would take every measure possible to protect yourself. But sometimes every measure is not good enough. And maybe sometimes everybody has a feeling, especially when you're young, of
in the days when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's time to show some love. Because on this day, December 12th in 1968, Arthur Ashe, he became the first black player to be ranked number one in the world of tennis. This man won the U.S. Open in 1968. He won 3 Grand Slams. Unfortunately, he's no longer here with us. Unfortunately, he got HIV. He got it through a blood transfusion due to heart bypass surgery. But his legacy lives on. I mean, they honor him every single U.S. Open. I mean, the Tennis Center in Queens, New York is named after this man. Let's go back in time for an honorable human being. This is on the BBC. Arthur Ashe, he talks about battling racism during his playing career.
The black man in the mostly white world of tennis was a momentous occasion.
Quiet, ladies and gentlemen, please. They don't let whites and blacks play together. When people look at me, he's a before anything else.
This young man with this big afro hairdo.
Connors was the overwhelming favorite, having defeated Ash in their three previous meetings.
For Ash, not very much for a man of 6'1".
The ball was out.
Some way that encouraged me to adopt the attitude of, well, I'll show them.
I know what it's like to be stepped on. I know what it's like also to see some black hero do well in the face of adversity.
No doubt about it being out, but it was a gallant effort.
Ash serving from the match.
That's it! And he's done it! He really has done it.
With that sublime display of tennis, he became the first black male to win the men's singles championship at Wimbledon.
Yeah, this was in 1968. And I think if we lived in a different world, in a different time, in a different era, which we don't, we can't change any of it. I think we would have more African-American men playing tennis if this was a shorter era, like when Serena played. I think, obviously, we saw the direct impact that she and her sister were able to have on women's tennis. Also, this day in sports history, December 12th, 2015, the Golden State Warriors, they won a 24-game winning streak. The Milwaukee Bucks said, not so fast. They beat them 108-95. Now listen to the Warriors, 2015, taking out.
That's a NBA champions, but it has happened.
NCAA Williams picks it and hammers it down.
That's it.
108-93. The Bucks on the verge of stopping the two longest streaks in NBA history. January 9th, 1972, they stopped the Lakers' 33-game streak, and they are going to stop a 28-game streak dating back to last season by the Golden as the timer runs out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, a young Giannis had his first career triple-double in that game. And if you want to know, yeah, the 2015-2016 Warriors, they went all the way to the NBA Finals, and then they lost to Cleveland. Cleveland, the Cavaliers, they won their first championship with some guy named LeBron James. And then you might also recall this, Cavaliers in beating those Warriors, they became the first team in NBA history to overcome a 3-1 deficit. And pretty much because Draymond Green had no idea how to control his emotions. And then also not too long after that, in the offseason, in July, in the summer, some guy named Kevin Durant said, the Warriors just beat me. I'm just going to go ahead and join them instead. And there we have history. And then, oh yeah, by the way, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James, all still playing at a high level when they could play. LeBron James currently out being tired. Not literally. Say he's not going to play tomorrow, I think, against the Wolves because he's tired. Nothing wrong. Give LeBron James about 8 days off. Almost 40 years old. Anyway, thank you for sticking around. No days off here. Thank you so much to our guest earlier in the show. Lee Pace joined us from North Carolina to talk about Bill Belichick. We heard from Belichick, gave his reasons as to why he's in North Carolina. We heard from Juan Soto, described why he decided to go to the New York Mets. Also, Thursday Night Football, we've been able to talk about this. Right now, this moment, this second boring ass game is just getting underway in the second half. The Rams and the Niners still tied at 3. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show will. Myself and Ryan Hickey at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for locking in. Thank you for listening. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Ryan Hickey. Y'all have a good one.